Hi everyone, welcome to the Read and Tell podcast. I'm your host, Isabella, and here I talk about all things books, sometimes life in general, and so much more. If you're ready to start this journey with me, keep on listening. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a minute. Hi, I hope you remember me. Oh my gosh, it's been quite a while since I've recorded and uploaded a podcast episode. And today we're going to talk about it. I think the last episode that I uploaded was like the end of January, I think. And I don't remember what the episode even was about. Let me look for it. Okay, so it was Kindle Unlimited book recommendations. So books that are on Kindle Unlimited, which recently I've been reading a lot on my Kindle. And it's been amazing, like from the Kindle Unlimited subscription and all. It's been so, so amazing. And yeah, I just wanted to say that. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is why I haven't been uploading podcasts. Okay, so the last episode I uploaded January 27th was the last week of January. And I could sit here and tell you guys that the reason that I haven't uploaded is because I moved, which is partially true. Like at the beginning of February, I moved into my first apartment, which was kind of chaotic, not gonna lie. Like finding an apartment that I loved, moving in, it was like a really hectic couple of weeks. But honestly, that's not the reason why I haven't uploaded, because I've been like settled into my apartment for like a month and a half now, and I was still not uploading podcast episodes. So besides that, today we're going to talk about reading slumps and my experience with my first ever reading slump. So let's start from the beginning. So I started reading last year, I think it was end of May. We're 2021, right? Yeah, end of May. And I became so obsessed. Like, I started reading and I could not stop reading. I read everything. I didn't even track the amount of books I read. Like, it was honestly just for fun, because I just realized that I loved reading. And like, I loved it, and I kept reading, but honestly, like, throughout the months in 2021, I slowly started to read less books. I would spend a lot more time doing other things than reading, and I think partially the reason why I kind of, like, stopped reading as much is because it became my job. And okay, like, I don't want it to sound like selfish. No, like, reading did become my job, because I had my BookTok account and I have now my Instagram account and my YouTube, and everything became about reading, which I love. Like, don't get me wrong, I love it. And I loved it as well last year. But I think the like whole concept of a hobby turning into a job, it kind of sometimes stops being fun. It stops being a hobby. You know what I mean? So I kind of struggled with this last year, because I felt like I needed to read, and it kind of felt like a competition as well. Like, I need to read this amount of books a month, or like, if I don't read, I don't have recommendations, and I can't like make videos, I can't make podcast episodes, I can't make anything. So it kind of became really just a lot of pressure for me to read. And obviously, reading is supposed to be fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, reading is fun. It's a hobby. That's why I started reading it. That's why I loved it. And like, I kept reading, and I just didn't feel it. Like, I didn't feel that I wanted to read. I just felt that I needed to read because it was my job. It's still my job, but we're gonna get to it. And after a while, I had, like, Thanksgiving last year, I had a moment, a few, I would say, like, 2 weeks and one weekend where I went crazy and I read a lot. and it was amazing. I was getting back into reading, and it was so, so amazing. But at the end of Thanksgiving, I remember the last book I read was, what's it called? King of Corium, something like that. I honestly don't even know the author of that book, but that's the last book I read on my reading binging weekend. And honestly, it put me in the biggest reading slump ever, because I know this is very controversial, and that book is supposedly a dark romance, really, really dark romance. And, you know, I have quite a few opinions on that book. I hated it with all my heart. I have my own opinions about that book, but I'm not going to get into it, because you read what you want to read. I just did not like it. I felt like there were topics that were romanticized that shouldn't be. But whatever. My opinion, if you liked the book, you liked it. But that book is the book that got me into the reading slump, because I was kind of traumatized after reading that book, and I was like, what the hell? And I just stopped reading. And after that, it became like, oh my gosh, I need to read. And it was December, and I was doing kind of a Vlogmas kind of thing, and I had all of these cute rom-com Christmas books that I wanted to read. And honestly, time went by, and I just read one book in, I think, a Christmas book. If I remember correctly, I only read Window Shopping, and it was cute, it was good, but I didn't have that feeling that I wanted to read. So throughout all this time, throughout November, the end of November, December, January, February, actually until the middle of March, I just did not want to read. I did not want to pick up a book and start reading. It felt kind of like a punishment. And it's so weird, because you kind of miss the feeling of wanting to read, and that feeling that you get when you get into this world and you get into a book and you picture everything that happens in a book, and you just feel giddy and happy, and you just experience the book. You know what I mean? So you kind of, I don't know if this happens to everybody, but during my reading slump, that's how I felt. I did not want to pick up a book. I would rather do so many other things than reading. And yeah, it was honestly awful. And getting back into my job perspective, it has been really hard, because since my job, my YouTube, my social medias revolve around reading and books, and most of all, I am someone that people, if you look me up, you probably are looking for book recommendations, which I love. I love that I'm that girl that you can get book recommendations from. But again, it was kind of hard to give book recommendations if I'm not reading. So I just stopped. And I took a step back, and I kind of did other things that I liked. I changed up my content a little bit. I still did try to do book related videos or book related content. But it was honestly difficult, because obviously I was not reading. And I don't know what happened, but in the middle of March, I picked up a book, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna try. And I'm gonna try just reading. And if I don't wanna read, I'm gonna put it down. Because another thing that I realized is that if you try to read and you don't want to read when you're in a reading slump, if you force yourself to read, you're probably going to hate it even more. That's what I gathered, because for so long and so many times I picked up books that I not because of the book. I just did not have the, I was not in the mood to read. And because I was forcing myself to read, it became like the reading slump was even worse. So this time around, middle of March, I decided to pick up a book and I was like, it doesn't matter if I, like if I just did not put that pressure on myself. Like if I don't want to read and I start reading and it's like, I don't get that feeling, I just gonna stop reading. And the book that I started reading was My Killer Vacation by Tessa Bailey. And it's honestly, I really like fun, quick read, summer vibes, but with kind of like that murder mystery kind of thing going on. But there's also romance, like it has a little bit of everything. And I picked up the book and I started reading the book and I finished it. I finished the book. But like the whole point of the experience was that I felt good reading. And that kind of spark was coming back. And that's why, like, right now it is April 6th when I am recording this. And that was middle of March that I read My Killer Vacation. And I was just so excited. Like, if you, you can see my BookTok account right now. And I have a few, like, TikTok videos up where I talk about My Killer Vacation and how it, like, it got me out of my reading slump, because it literally got me out of my reading slump, you guys. And it was the most amazing feeling ever. Like, I felt happy and, like, giddy, and I just experienced the book, which I hadn't done in a long, long time. And after that, after reading My Killer Vacation, I just kind of went nuts. Like, I picked up my Kindle and I was, okay, I want to start a, like, I don't know, a book series. I want to start reading more to see if this is actually me getting out of my reading slump. Because sometimes I had the feeling that I was getting out of it, and then it was like, no. The next day, I did not want to pick up a book. So I was like, okay. Let's see if this is gonna happen, if I'm actually getting out of my reading slump. So I decided to start a book series, which is the Brutal Birthright series by Sophie Lark. Is a series of 6 books. Okay, 6 books. And you guys know that I'm the worst at finishing series, like book series. I am so bad at it. So I did not have any expectations. I just started reading the first book. I read it through my Kindle because the entire series is on Kindle Unlimited. And I was like, okay, perfect. I'm just going to pick up the book. And if I like it, I'm just going to like continue reading. So essentially, the Brutal Birthright series by Sophie Lark is a dark romance. And it's also a mafia romance. So dark romance / mafia. And I was like, okay, I am not much of a like dark romance reader, but I saw a YouTube video, I think it was Larissa Larry Reads, that she was saying that the Brutal Birthright series is like the perfect series to start reading dark romance. So I was like, okay, I trust her opinion, I'm gonna start reading. And I picked up the first book, which is Brutal Prince. And you guys, I devoured this book. Like, I read it in a day and a half. And for me, that was honestly so bizarre, so different, because I hadn't done that in so many months. Like, I hadn't felt that way in a long time. And I finished Brutal Prince and I was like, oh my gosh. I was excited. Like, I got out of my reading slump. And I kid you not, I read 7 books in like 8 days. That is what being out of my reading slump did. Like, oh my gosh. I read the entire Brutal Birthright series in like 8 days. In the, like at the end of March. So if you want to see my like monthly reading wrap up for March, because that is also something that I hadn't done in so long. I hadn't done like a monthly reading wrap up because I wasn't reading, and it was so cool doing my monthly reading wrap up, and I felt so happy to be able to share with you guys some new books and books that I honestly loved so much with all my heart. And again, if you haven't seen that video, you can go to my YouTube channel. I think it's the third one right now. And yeah, I read the entire Brutal Birthright series. It was amazing. I read it entirely from Kindle Unlimited, but FYI, I did buy the paperbacks. They're on their way. I'm gonna do a huge book haul next week, and I'm so excited about that. But besides that, I read 10 books just in like 10 days, the like second half, and like the second half of March. And it was really just spontaneous. I obviously did not plan to get out of my reading slump. And I think the reason why I got out of my reading slump was because I did not put so much pressure into reading that first book, which was My Killer Vacation. Like I said before, previously I had read like Twisted Hate by Anna Hwang, which I devoured, I loved, but like the next day I just did not want to read. And it was because I was putting myself in this position where I was kind of forcing myself to read and forcing myself to get out of my reading slump, and it was just not gonna happen. It's funny because I've seen TikTok videos on reading slumps and all of this, and I know that I wasn't alone because so many of you guys commented on my TikTok videos like, I am in the same boat, I am in the same position, I've been in my reading slump for so long, like I don't know what to do. And this podcast episode is to tell you that don't rush into it, don't force it, because it's honestly, it's not gonna happen. And it seems kind of easy, like, oh my god, like just read books and you're gonna get out of it, like whatever. But it's honestly not. The feeling that you get when you don't want to read, it's another thing. Like, I hadn't experienced a reading slump ever in my life. I just started reading last year, and it was just like a compilation of like having to read because it was my job, and having this pressure that like I put on myself, like this is on me. I put on myself that I had to read, that I had to like make more videos and more recommendations, and it was just all in my head like for so long. And that is why now that I can say that I'm out of my reading slump, I can say that so many things that I like was not excited about are now something that I want to do and I'm excited about. For example, the podcast. Like, I stopped making these episodes. I stopped recording because I was not inspired at all. Like, I was in this reading slump, and also my podcast kind of revolves around reading, and I did not want to like record episodes that I did not feel passionate about, that I just did not want to do, or just, I don't know, give advice that I just did not believe in, or I don't know, just in general, because I was not feeling it. So yeah, that was what was happening with the podcast, with the videos, with everything, because one just that small thing, because when I think about it now, it's a really small portion of my life, like reading, but it is so important to so many factors of my life. I don't know how to explain it. Like, this, my reading slump impacted so many things in my life. And it's just crazy. It's crazy. But I can now say that I'm out of it. And I have experienced a reading slump, and it is not fun at all. But what I always, and I think what I'm always going to say, always recommend, always advise is to not force yourself to read. Do not force it. Do not push yourself. Do not feel bad because you're in a reading slump, because I felt bad about it for so long. Like, I felt kind of like, why am I in a reading slump? But like, I don't get it. And like, it happens to everybody. Like, you just need to let it happen. And one day you're going to be ready. One day you're going to pick up a book that you're going to love, and the spark will come back. Because I think that if you know what I mean with the spark, when you're in a reading slump, you just feel so sad because that spark of reading, of feeling happy and experiencing a book is kind of gone. You don't feel it anymore. And I felt like I was never going to feel that spark and that happiness of reading again, which is obviously you're in the moment, but now that I'm out of it, it's just, I know that it's not like that. Like you can get out of a reading slump. It just takes time, and for everyone is different. And like, with time, you will get over it. You will pick up a book and you're gonna love it, and it's gonna be amazing, and you're gonna pick another one and you're gonna get back into it. So just know that you're not alone. So many people go through this, go through reading slump, and it is awful. It is not it, but we get through them. We get through them. So yeah, that is what I wanted to talk about today in today's episode, because I hadn't uploaded an episode in a while, and you guys were asking me to upload one, and I was getting back to it. So here we are. I hope you guys can understand my situation, but I think I'm slowly getting back into my spark and my excitement of reading and my book related content. So I'm like slowly getting into it, and I'm very happy that I'm finally doing an episode. And yeah, I feel like it's been a really long time. Like, yeah, it's been kind of like 2 months. Like, it's been a long time. But let's do a portion of today's episode dedicated to books that you need to read, because why not? Let's talk about the Brutal Birthright series, because I feel like I haven't talked about this series enough. I had never read books by Sophie Lark in my life. I had heard about this author so much on BookTok, on Instagram, and like, people love her books, and I was so intrigued as to why people loved these books. And again, I was not really a dark romance reader, but I like, oh my gosh, I got into this series and I was hooked. I finished every single book, and honestly most of the books that I read from this series, I finished in one day, which is insane to me. And I don't know, like, the thing that I loved about every single book in this series is that each book has a different couple, a different plot, and a lot of like situations that are very entertaining. The books don't actually revolve around the romance, like only the romance, because at the end of the day, this entire series does revolve around like mafia families. So a lot of exciting and like entertaining things happen in each book that I feel like other like romance books don't have, because they all revolve only around like the romance of the two main characters and like problems about them, but not so much problems that are like outside of their relationship. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but these books have so many like situations that get you hooked and you're like, I want to know what happens. And it's not so much about the romance, which, don't get me wrong, the romance is amazing in the books, like it's so good. But what kept me reading the books is that I knew that each book had a different plot and that each plot was going to be insane and so cool, so entertaining, and it was going to be amazing. And literally, like, each book was so, so, so good. I'm going to give you a wrap-up really, really quickly of each book. So the first book is Brittle Prince. I gave it 4.5 out of 5 stars. It was the first book of the series. They like introduced everyone and it was really cute. The story, the plot was really great as well, but not my favorite. Then comes the second book, which is Stolen Heir. And this is, okay, I'm gonna read what I like wrote in my notes app. I read this book in a day. It was so amazing and I was hooked. Like, I could not stop reading. I love the story so much. Miko and Nessa just make so much sense and it was amazing. The second book is about another couple, but it's kind of like that kidnap, like the guy kidnaps the girl because they're all in mafia families. It's just insane. But that was my favorite book of the series. It got me hooked. I devoured that book in a day. Like, it was insane and insanely good. It was amazing. Then comes the third book, Savage Lover, and another couple. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. It was like, the romance was good, the book was good, but it wasn't my favorite story or my favorite plot. Yeah, but it was good. And then comes book number 4, which is Bloody Heart. I gave it 5 out of 5 stars. It was amazing. It is a second chance romance. And honestly, one of my favorite books as well from the series. It's just really, really, really good. Then comes book number 5, which is Broken Vow. Also gave it 5 out of 5 stars. I just remember this book being really cute. Like, overall, really cute. And the last book, which is Heavy Crown, 5 out of 5 stars. It was so intense, but it was so good. Like, I feel like this book is the most important out of every other book from the series, because this book kind of like sets the stage for the next series, which is the Kingmaker series. The Kingmaker series is kind of like a spinoff with like their children. Like, the children of the main characters of the Brutal Birthright series are in the Kingmaker series, so it's insane. Like, oh my gosh, that entire series was amazing. And now Sophie Lark is one of my favorite authors, and I'm just going to keep talking about these books and this author because I am obsessed. And also, they are very, very easy to read, in my opinion. They all have both POVs of the main characters, and it's also in first person. It's really easy to understand. I loved it, and overall, it was an amazing series, and I'm so happy that I picked the first book up and started reading. And I think this entire series is what also got me out of my reading slump because of how much I loved it. Like, it was the perfect series for me to get out of my reading slump. So definitely, I am just obsessed. And if you were looking into like starting or getting into dark romance, I believe this is the perfect series to start with. That is gonna be my recommendation for this episode. I hope you guys liked the episode nonetheless. It was honestly just me babbling and talking. I did not have any kind of like outline for this episode. I didn't even know if I was going to like upload this. I did not know how it was going to turn out, if I was going to like babble too much. But I think we got through it. I think this is gonna be a good episode. So I hope you guys liked it. Remember again that reading slumps pass, and don't push it. Don't force yourself to read. It's gonna pass. One day you're gonna wake up and you're gonna start reading and you're gonna love it, and the spark will come back. If you want more episodes, make sure to follow the podcast and rate it in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And yeah, I love you guys so much. If you decide to follow the podcast, I will see you next Thursday. I love you guys. Bye.